Brown from Internal Investigations is here to see you, Mum.
Is he in the diary?
No, Mum. You're actually due to see the cleaner.
Oh, well, send him in.
Hello, Director. Thank you for seeing me.
Whatever it is, David, I'm afraid that you'll have to be quick. I have a very important meeting coming up.
Don't worry, Mum. I won't be a moment. I've just got to run some operational updates past you pertaining to the upcoming qualitative life usage audit and rationalisation assessment protocols.
Listen, David, can we do this another time?
Well, Mum, if you insist.
Oh! Oh! Oh, very good. Very good indeed.
Thank you very much, Madam Director.
Yes, yes, you had David down to a T. It's not just the outward form, it's just so impressive how you completely inhabit the character.
Well, you know, in my line of work, it is all about doing your homework. OPP, observation, preparation,
purification.
Mais oui, and the purification. A thorough clean leaves no trace. How many targets?
Just the two for now. All the information you need is in this folder.
This Clive Marshall, he is, a gardener?
Yes, I believe so. Quite a celebrity by all accounts.
You are aware of my no children, no horticulturists rule?
No, sorry, I wasn't aware of that.
The bookseller, pas de problème. I have no issue with cleaning booksellers, pasty-faced pseudo-intellectuals. However, the gardener, well, that is another matter.
I should point out that on two occasions, Mr. Marshall should have been collected.
Oh, I see. So he is well overdue. Okay, I can roll with that. Shame, though, the universe would be a much more beautiful place with more gardens, don't you think?
Yes, I'm sure you're right. Anyway, good luck, and obviously, this remains Black Ops territory.
Obviously. Maman is the word, as you say. I have not been here. This file does not exist. And we certainly haven't had this conversation.
Exactly.
Cheerio, Mum. Or should I say, au revoir.
Oh, very good.
Hello there. You must be Uriel.
Halt! Step no further, foul-talking beast.
Hang on. No need to wave that fiery sword in my face. Here's my ID and transfer papers.
Oh, right. Sorry, Carundial, but the last time there was a talking animal around here, it was our older you-know-who.
The serpent.
Exactly. The Prince of Darkness himself.
So, have you been here all that time then?
Yeah, I was drafted in when they sealed the entrance to the garden. Fantastic opportunity for a cherub like me, guarding Eden. My first posting, in fact, as a new recruit in the Praetorian Guard.
Mine too. I can't wait to prove my mettle here. So, what do I need to know?
Well, if anyone approaches, then you must challenge them with a well-enunciated halt, while simultaneously brandishing the regulation fiery sword.
I see. And, how often does that happen?
Just the once so far.
Right. And was that Lucifer attempting to find a way back into the garden?
No, it was you just then.
Okay. So, what else do I need to be briefed about?
What else? That's it, really.
Don't you do patrols or anything?
No, I just stay here by the gate.
Which you've been doing for...
thousands of years.
Right, but doesn't that get a bit...
Mind-numbingly boring, tedious as fuck, brain-meltingly dreary. Too bloody right it does. God, I am just so, so relieved to have some company at last. If it wasn't against regulations, I'd give you a big long hug right now.
Right, still, it is a major honour to be protecting the garden.
Absolutely. Major honour. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the universe. Got any booze?
What?
I managed to make some scrumpy using the overhanging apples, but it tasted like shit, to be honest.
Sorry, no.
Drugs?
Again, no.
Glue?
No.
Meths?
Nope.
Cough mixture?
No. Sorry, I travel light.
Okay, do you want to play cards?
What? Now?
I've created my own pack out of pressed leaves and mud. What do you prefer? Poker? Pontoon? Cheat? Or we could build a card castle out of them. Fancy that?
Maybe after I've settled in a bit.
Okay. Have you settled in yet?
What? No.
Ah, Neil. Have you got a mo?
Well, I'm actually off to work. Got a backlog of paperwork, so mustn't be late.
Thing is, Neil, we really dodged a bullet there with God getting off with just a caution. I understand there were some serious charges levelled at him.
Yes, there were. I'm glad he managed to wriggle out of it.
I'm worried about him, Neil. Shoving an 8-year-old? I mean, that's very unlike him. I'm afraid it has echoes of the Elisha incident.
Elisha?
Oh, before your time. He was one of God's prophets. Nice chap, actually. But, follically challenged.
You mean bald?
Yes, as a coot. Now, you would think being bald shouldn't be an issue for a prophet, but unfortunately he was very touchy about it.
Is this a long story? Only I
really... To the
I really
extent that when a group of youngsters teased him about it, it upset Elisha so much that he called on God to curse them. Unfortunately, what happened next was, well, a bit of a bloodbath.
What do you mean, bloodbath?
Well, God got these bears to maul the kids to death.
For calling some slaphead baldy?
You have to understand, Neil, this was a long time ago, and God has really moved on from his...
Slasher movie days?
Well, I'm not sure what that means, Neil, but the point is, he's a bit fragile at the moment. He suffered a massive setback being banished from his magic kingdom, as it were, and I really don't want him reverting back to all that avenging deity behaviour.
So what do you want me to do?
Well, take him to work with you.
What? I can't just bring along random guests.
Why not? Listen, he needs some time away from the elves. They all egg each other on to get busy creating things, which means that before we know it, God's going to get all over excited again and start...
Whacking year four kids?
Building things. And for the record, it was a shove, Neil.
Whack, shove, potato, patata.
So, will you help?
Okay, but he better behave. No getting stroppy and unleashing wild bears on our clientele, right?
So what's that?
My signature.
Really? Goodness. Looks like it's been scrawled by a dying chicken. I mean, is that meant to be a bee?
So sorry. It's just I'm
scared?
Petrified.
Sure, I get that. Still, not an excuse for outrageously sloppy handwriting, I'm afraid. Now, if you could just sign here and here and we'll be done. Excuse me, Death. Have you got a moment? June? You're a long way from HQ. I know. I snuck out in my lunch break. Look, if you've come to hassle me about this ridiculous inquest into Neil Taylor... No. No, it's not that. It's about Clive Marshall. Oh, I see. Look, Mr. Barnes, would you mind just giving us a moment?
Oh, no. Take as long as you want.
Look, I was angry with the director and wanted to make some kind of statement by... Listen, I haven't got much time. I'm here to warn you that the director has engaged the services of the cleaner. Oh, as she know. It's all super hush-hush, but Samantha, the director's secretary, accidentally spilt the beans over coffee and carrot cake. Or was it banoffee pie? Well, I'm not sure which it was, but... Anyway, sorry, I'm rambling. Must be nerves. Anyway, I know there are two targets, and one of them is Clive Marshall.
I see, so why are you telling me this?
I don't like what's happening at the top. I understand that things were getting a bit out of hand with God, but there's no reason to go in so heavy-handed like that. I mean, Ruby and those elves were lucky to get out alive.
Well, big thanks for the intel, June. That is indeed a worrying development. Anyway, better let you get back.
Yes, I've never done anything like this before. I'd hate to get caught.
Understandably. And gone? Where's he gone?
Oh, he's over there, behind that bush.
Behind a bush? He thinks he can hide from death behind a bush. Come on, Mr. Barnes. I haven't got all day.
So I've completed that puzzle, Neil.
Okay, well, I'll try the next one then.
Actually, Neil, I've done them all.
Blimey, that was quick.
It's one of the burdens of omniscience, Neil, which is why Ruby always has first dibs on the crossword. So, what are you doing?
Collating and inputting petty cash receipts.
Gosh, sounds dull.
It is, but as I pointed out to you the other day, being human isn't all fun days at the beach.
Perhaps I could help.
Yeah, thanks, but no thanks, God. I have my own little system, you see, that I strictly adhere to.
I could possibly improve your system.
That's very kind of you to offer, but it works just fine the way it is.
I remember we had a problem with the Milky Way. It just wasn't working very smoothly. Too much dark matter, not enough dark energy, you know, the sort of thing.
Not really, but...
So I went back to the drawing board and did a complete overhaul of the galaxy. Stripped it right back to its bare bones, And do you know what, Neil?
No, what?
I discovered that my original blueprint was just a teeny-weeny bit...
Tasman!
Hi, Neil. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing much.
Look, I was thinking, why don't we go and rearrange the stock cupboard together?
Okay, sounds fun.
It's chock-a-block with books in there, so we'll have to work very closely together.
Hello, who are you?
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Tasman. Are you a sales rep?
No, I'm God.
God?
Oh, God. I didn't mean God. I meant...
Gordon.
Yes, that's it. Gordon. Gordon Smith.
So, what brings you here today, Gordon?
It's bring an old person to work day.
That's it.
Is it? Well, no one told me.
Yeah, well, it's in beta mode at the moment. I'm just testing the concept out, you know, and to be honest, not sure if it's really
going to
fly.
So, Neil, those things in the stock cupboard, they're not going to tidy themselves up on their own.
No, no, you're right, Tasman. better get to it.
You can tell me all about your near-drowning experience again while we... rifle through the stock together.
Okay. Are you going to be all right for a little while, Gordon?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll find something to amuse myself with.
Okay, after you, Tasman.
Hello, Jean.
Oh, my Lord! What are you doing here?
I need a quick word with Clive.
A quick word? You mean you're going to collect his soul, aren't you? Oh, I knew you'd be back. I just didn't think it would be this soon. Oh, I can't bear it. Oh, my poor bruised heart will just break.
Hi there, gorgeous. Fancy seeing you again.
Oh, hello, Clive. I hope you've been keeping well.
I'm a bit caught up with Jean at the moment, but if you fancy hooking up when I'm done...
Clive! You've no idea who you're dealing with. This is Death, and she wants your soul.
Ooh, yeah. It's that sexy gothic vibe you've got going on, Miss Death. I remember it well.
Clive, do you mind if I have a quick private word with Jean?
Sure. Jean, I'll slip back under the covers and await the return of your heaving loins.
Ugh. I know I should find him repulsive, but for some inexplicable reason I don't... Anyway, Jean, I haven't come here for Clive's soul.
Oh, my word. It's me, then. Oh, I knew this time would come. I knew that just as I was rediscovering happiness with Clive after all the trauma of being kidnapped and tortured that... Ow! What did you do that for?
Sorry, Jean. I haven't got time for these hysterics. Bad forces are abroad. Very bad forces.
What do you mean?
There is someone out to collect Clive's soul, but it's not me.
You mean there's more than one Death?
No, I'm the only Death. But there is someone known as the Cleaner who can collect souls. Only he has no authority to do this, which means that these souls get stranded in limbo.
Limbo? Oh, I think I went there once. Foul-looking place, just on the outskirts of Grimsby.
No, Jean. Limbo's a halfway house between heaven and hell. Like a dentist's waiting room, but not half as fun.
Oh, I hate dentists. I don't want my Clive to end up in no limbo.
Exactly. Which is why you must treat this situation like some kind of witness protection programme.
Oh, I see. Like a collection protection sort of thing.
Yes, spot on. Keep Clive close at all times and only leave his side if it's absolutely necessary.
Like popping out for milk or something?
Yes.
Or lotion for me bunions?
Well, yes.
Or for me twerking classes, me twerking dance classes.
What?
Oh, I can't miss that.
Well, if it's really essential.
So what does he look like, then?
Unmasked, the Cleaner looks and sounds sort of French. Not sure if that's an affectation, but there you go. However, as a master of disguise, he can take on any form he wishes.
Oh, my Lord. So he could be anyone.
Anyone.
Oh, good day to you both.
Right, you little bastard! Ah! I thought you were giving my Clive a funny look earlier.
I wasn't.
You think you can just pretend to be some happy-go-lucky kid with stupid fluffy shoes?
Jean!
Well, I've seen through you, you horrible nasty... Oh! Death! Why did you do that?
Jean, I said be alert, not beat to a pulp every next person you see.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry, Douglas.
That's all right, Mrs. Taylor. I'd better go and put some ice on my eye.
Yes. Run along, little chap. If you need a splint for your arm, then I've got an old chair leg you can use.
Thank you.
And no need to tell Mr. Smith or Ruby about this little misunderstanding. All right?
Morning.
Good morning. Oh, excuse me.
Yes, miss?
Have we met?
I don't think so, miss. Though I do have quite a lot of clients.
Clients?
Yeah. People who require me window cleaning services, like this Mrs. Taylor here, the owner of this establishment.
Oh, hence the bucket and ladder.
Exactly. Anyway, better crack on.
One moment. Is that a baguette and some camembert cheese in that bag?
That's right. It's me lunch. Problem?
Oh, it's just that I presume that a manual worker like yourself would, you know...
Have a sausage roll and a packet of salt and vinegar?
Well, yeah.
Well, us manual workers aren't all beer-swilling fast food munchers, miss.
No, of course not. Anyway, au revoir.
Ori what?
Nothing. Good day. Come on, Death. Get a grip. He just cleans windows, for God's sake.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
And you are?
Godden.
Godden?
Oh, no, I meant Gordon.
Well, I'm Tracy, the shop manager. Are you a rep or something?
I could be. Neil would know, but he's busy with a girl in the stock cupboard.
Is he now?
Yes, with someone called Tasmin. They were very excited about doing it together. It's apparently a very tight space.
Right. Sounds like a certain assistant manager is going to be receiving a written warning for, like, gross, unprofessional, sexual behaviour.
Oh, dear. Still, it's good that they can have fun while at work.
Fun? They're not here to, like, have fun, Gordon. They're here to work. Hang on. So, what's that thing behind you?
Oh, nothing. Just my black hole.
Oh, that's just disgusting. Who on earth do you think you're talking to?
Oh, no, I don't think you understand. It's a black hole. See?
Oh, my God!
Don't worry. I haven't fully activated it yet. It's perfectly harmless in its present state.
This is like total madness. I don't know who you are, but you can't just wander into my shop with something like that. I'm going to have to call the police.
Oh, no, please don't. I've had a run-in with them already.
No, I'm not surprised. This is typical of Neil, bringing some mad scientist into work. Hello? Police, please.
Please put down the phone. Honestly, my hole is totally harmless.
I can tell you right now, Neil's position here is looking increasingly, like, tenuous.
Please, just hang on.
Hey, old man, get off me! Get off! Oh, God, don't touch me! Get off my nails! Mind the hair! Get off!
Careful! Don't touch the...
God, what the hell's been going on in here? And what the fuck is that?
It's a black hole.
A black hole? In my office? In the centre of Eastwater?
Don't worry, Neil. I've returned it to sleep mode.
God, I leave you for 5 minutes and you start tinkering with a black hole. What is wrong with you? I mean, look at this mess.
Oh, the black hole didn't have anything to do with that. I'm afraid I had a little tussle with your manager.
A tussle with Tracy? Oh, God, I'm going to lose my job.
Well, not necessarily, Neil.
Not necessarily? I bought you here. Everything that's happened is 100% my responsibility. So where is she? Is she hurt? Is she on her way to the hospital?
No, that's what I'm trying to say, Neil. You're not going to lose your job because she's gone.
Gone? Gone where?
Difficult to say exactly at this point, Neil. It could be anywhere in the universe or universes. And, of course, it is possible that it could be at any time in history, future or past.
hang on, stop.
Fascinating creatures,
stop,
black holes.
Hey, stop. What are you saying exactly?
The black hole, Neil. Tracy went through it.
Oh, fuckity fuck!
Now, don't forget, Clive, whilst I'm out at my twerking class, whatever you do, do not let any strangers into the house.
What? Strange, like those weird kids with pointy ears and hats?
Yes, well, those three freaks have been vetted. Just be alert. There is someone out to hurt you, and I just couldn't cope if I lost my gorgeous hoe digger.
Fret ye not, my bounteous bushy bumpkin. I'll be fine.
Oh, come here, you.
Happy grinding. Oh, someone's forgotten their keys.
Hello there. I've just come to settle up.
Settle up?
For the windows.
Oh, right. So how much are you owed?
30 quid.
Okay, I think I've got that. I only seem to have 20 on me.
Don't worry, Mr. Marshall. That'll cover it. I'm a big fan of yours.
Are you now?
Me and the missus have got all your shows on DVD.
Oh, splendid.
Do you mind just signing to say that you're happy with my work? Feel free, obviously, to give it a quick spot check.
Oh, that won't be necessary. I'm sure you've done a splendid job.
Right. If you could sign here, here, and here. Okay.
Clive!
Just that last signature and we'll be done.
Clive!
What the? Oh,
Clive, whatever you do, don't sign anything!
Eternal Strife was written, directed and recorded by Bruce Windward and featured the voices of Angela McIntosh, Mark Crozer, Bruce Windward and Simon Hook. Music and sound design by Bruce Windward.